attack.
Station calling. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. I read you 5x9 off of the Mount Clemens computer repeater.
I appreciate the signal report. Kind of playing with my antenna a little bit, see if I can adjust it in a little bit better. And I appreciate, I'm sorry, what was your call sign again, your name? Name here is Matt.
Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Delta, Papa Zulu. Name is Cliff. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, Cliff. Nice to meet you also. Yeah, I don't think I've talked to you before on the radio.
Probably not. I don't get out here and talk a whole lot, even though I'm listening all the time. It's just that, basically, you know, when I'm listening, usually I'm sitting somewhere. I've also got something else that I'm doing. So by the time I like go to grab the mic to answer a radio check or something like that, somebody else already did it.
Roger that. Cool. All right, well, let's get back to what you're doing. I know it's a cold, blustery day out there today. Today we'll be doing indoor things. So appreciate the signal report, and you enjoy the KCZ.
Copy that. 73 is to you too. KFA DCZ monitoring. Be safe out there.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, mobile.
This is USO.
KSABOT.
Kilo Baksani, Charlie Delta November, monitor.
Dansville. Connection failed.
Thanks for the relay. Let's move next to NAOBU. Your comments, sir?
No comments. You can skip me this week. Thanks for being net control. I'm out in the repeater shed, so if you hear the squeal, why I'm out here. I'm trying to figure out why my DVR is in error. NAOBU, I'll be monitoring.
Hi, NAOBU. Thanks for setting up the lake there. We certainly do appreciate that. Let's move next to Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Your comments, sir?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much going on here. I'll just get back to net control. KBD, KB9IAR.
KB9AAR, thanks for checking in. Let's take a break here and see if anyone else wishes to check in at the Michigan PSC net. Please call now. This is KJBD net control.
KBSWR, the link is now up. Had some technical difficulties, but VHF and UHF are up now. KBSWR.
KB8SWR copy, I have you checked into the net. Anyone else wishing to check into the Michigan Air PFC net, please call them out.
Yeah, net control, this is NAWRO.
Okay, there were two stations. One was very light, but I got one coming in on the VHF and KW something something. Could you repeat the call sign, sir?
Yeah, sir, sorry about that. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim from Macomb County.
Okay, I got a November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. There was another station, very, very light. If you try again, sir. Okay, I can't pick him out from the noise. Any relays? Once again, are there any relays? There was station in there, but I just could not hear them. Please call now. Okay, well, my apologies to whoever was trying to check in. Nobody seems to hear you. Very sorry about that, but we'll do one last check-in later on. So hang in there if you can. So let's move now to November 8th of Florida, Lima Kilo. Go ahead with your comments, sir.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's on the Michigan ARPSC net. This is my first time checking in. I'm a total newbie, don't know much anything about what you're doing. Thought I would just sit in and learn a little bit. So talking to you from Lansing, in my little shack is an Icon 7300 and an NFED Chuang Y. So that's about it. Enjoying the here in the net so far. I'll turn it back over to net control K8JVD from NAFLK.
Hi, AFLK. Thanks very much for checking in. Good signal. Appreciate you checking in. V8AXB, your comments, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for running the net. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County. And nice to hear some representation from District 5 tonight. We're hoping to hear Brett and a couple other guys, but we'll take who we got. Let's see here. I participated in last Thursday evening's OxyCom working group. I was there backing Brett up for District 5. And I was wondering if Max could talk a little bit about the February 3rd and 4th. There's going to be a amateur radio involvement in that exercise. Something about severe weather. I don't know if that means like thunder and lightning or snow and ice, but Max could comment on that. All I'm hearing around here is crickets, but I see the information on the State Police Emergency Management website. So other than that, there should be a Kalamazoo County Racies meeting this coming Wednesday evening. So that's about all the news here on ham radio. Maybe we'll have some more coming up next Sunday. So back to net control and see if Max can comment. K8JVD from WD8AXB, over.
Hi, WD8AXB, thanks very much for comments. K8DON, did you copy by intercept the request for information? This is K8JVD.
K8JVD, this is Stuart Blake Alpha, Oxford, November, yes, I did copy. February 3rd, February 4th, it's a 2-day event. The first day is going to be with FDIC's activation, so there will be OSCOM presence at the FDIC on that day. The fourth is some other activities that are related to it, but they are not communication related, and actually the FDIC won't even be activated that day. Those are going to be some local activities taking place. I don't know all of the counties that are participating in it, but I do believe that it's to the north. That's where the heavy participation is this time. T-Electric, Delta, Oscar, November.
K-8-D-O-N, K-8-J-B-D, thanks. W-D-8-A-X-B, did you copy?
This is W-D-8-A-X-B. I was able to copy all direct. Thanks, Jim.
Any additional questions for Max? This is K-8-J-B-D. Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD. Let's move now to N8NOR. Your comments, sir.
Good evening to everybody on the net. This is N8NOR. Name here is Ken. I live in South Portage, just a few miles north of WD8AXB Charlie. Not too much going on tonight. Just happy my equipment's working well and able to get out. I'm hearing most everybody. Charlie was fading in and out, kind of strange, but you are booming loud and clear into my station tonight. And it's back to you. This is N8NOR.
Hi, N8NOR. N8NOR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Certainly appreciate that. Yeah, you're coming in really good here, too. Let's move next to WD8USA. General, you're up, sir.
Okay, good enough. James, thanks for letting me catch this evening. Hearing all stations anywhere from readable to loud and clear. Most of them are good readable or better, so you got a good band late this afternoon. Well, let's see. Max, for you, son of a gun, I'll be able to make the Wednesday night session, so I don't know when I'll be able to make the next one, so you might want to send me a link, and we'll let you know what's going on with the other service. And let's see here. Had the Region 5 Oscon today, and kind of a first. Kilo Foxtrot 5 Echo Mike Alpha, the FEMA office in Chicago came on, and on 60 meters, so we worked them for the first time. So that was a really neat experience, first time we've heard them, at least on the net that I was present on, so that was a first. Good readable signals too on 60 meters. So then, generally, 60 and 40 were pretty good. 60, I think, was it has been a while to this station. At any rate, let's see. Oh, a great big hello to Skip, KW5AF. So nice to hear you, and can always look forward to you making the RPNets here. So other than that, all quiet in the county. Not much going on, but we'll take the low roar before things turn into a high roar. We just as soon leave it at a low speed. Yeah, right, all stations sound good. We'll catch you later. Back to you, Jim, for the old.
Hi, WDA-USA. Thanks for your comments. K-E-A-D-O-N, did you copy by intercept? His comments for you. K-H-A-D-D.
K-H-A-D, K-E-A-D-O-N, Roger, I did copy his comments, and we're going to keep you on the distribution list, so you'll keep getting the links. Anytime you can join, it'll be good. K-E-A-D-O-N, back to that.
Okay, thanks very much. Let's move next to KBA-PGW. Your comments, sir. KBA-PGW, you're up for comments, sir.
No comments for the net. I checked in and out. KBA-PGW.
Okay, KBA-PGW, thanks for checking in. I show you in and out. Let's move next to KBA-SWR. Your comments, sir.
Everybody, technical difficulties, but had some technical problems now. A lot going on, not a lot for here, but anyway, thank you. Give it up to there.
Hi, KBA-SWR, got your comments, sir. Thanks very much. Thanks to you and NAW for the VHF-UHF link. Let's move now to N8WR.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm one of the AECs for Macomb County, and I just wanted to announce Macomb is very excited because we have our new web page that was deployed this week. The address is macombarpsc.org. MacombARPSC.org. It is live now. Feel free to check it out. One of the other AECs, John, he's our net manager and basic all-around IT guru, K-E-A-W-U-O. He definitely burned the midnight oil, so to speak, to get that up and running this past week. And with that, we've got 42 active on the roster. And we always thank Jeff and Mike for the link coming in on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens. That's all I got from Macomb. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Jim.
Hi, NAWRO, this is KGBD. Sounds good. I'll check it out because I'm a member of District 2 also. Hopefully we'll hear you on the District 2 wide net on the GMARC repeater on Wednesday night at 7. Looking forward to it. Once again, thanks very much for your comment. Is there anyone else that wants to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now, KABD. Okay, I heard a very weak uniform November X-ray. Could I get your call sign? Phonetically twice, if I could, sir. Okay, I copy a Kilo 8 uniform November X-ray. Is that correct? I copy a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray. Repeat, a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray. Correct, sir? Okay, I can just barely hear you. I've got you on the log, sir. If you have any comments, please come with your comments, and hopefully some others will catch you. This is KJBD, Net Control. Okay, I got a 5-watt. Do I have any relays for his information? If so, please call that control now. Okay, well, once again, thanks very much for checking in. I have a Kilo Bravo 8 uniform November X-ray, and it's a 5-watt somewhere. Anyway, thanks for trying to check in. Certainly appreciate that. We'll log you into the net. Anyone else wishing to check in as a Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Nothing heard. Are there any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD Net Control from Michigan ARPSC Net. We will secure the net. Call it closed at 1727. We had a total of 16 people check in, which is pretty good. Thanks to all that participate. We certainly appreciate that. And this is KHJBD returning this frequency to normal amateur radio use, 73 all.
NANOR, this is WDAXB.
Thank you.
Camp anyway.
I got a copy on your station. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. Just getting a
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, but I can hardly hear you. I heard the how are you, but your audio is low and it's a lot of background noise.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to move to my base station. I'm on a handheld right now, so give me a minute and I'll fire it up and I'll be able to talk to you more clearly.
Copy that, I heard that.
Okay, this is KFAEOR, I'm on my base station now.
That's 100% better. KFAEYL.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Birch Run off the Guilford repeater.
I'm in Columbiaville off the Lapeer repeater. My name's Todd, by the way.
All right, copy that, Todd. My name's Ken here. And just enjoying an evening with a cigar, watching a few videos, and decided I'd throw my call out there and see if anyone's out.
There's been some traffic out there today. One group, some of them were out of Macomb County. They had a mesh net going on and stuff. So, it's kind of active today.
Yeah, I think that's the 5 p.m. Sunday Michigan net. It's a 10-meter net, but they link it to the UHF world here. That's probably what I think. It's 5 p.m. I know there's always a lot of traffic on Sunday at 5 p.m. I think they link it to that net.
Yeah, Ken, copy that. Yeah, that's who it was, actually. I was listening to it on my handheld while cooking, and so I didn't really get a chance to jump in. I was listening to them. They're all coming in pretty good.
Yeah, they usually do. There's sometimes some problems with that link, but it all works when they get it going.
So, Ken, on a base unit, or are you on a mobile, or what's up there?
I'm on a mobile that's acting as a base unit. If that's cheating, I admit it.
Okay, let me disabuse you of any guilt because I'm on a Rekavis T95 with the base unit too. I also have one in my car, and I have a handheld, so I'm cheating too, so don't feel bad.
Well, it's hooked to an antenna, a real base station antenna, but the antenna is in a tree because I kind of live in the forest here, so it's a real antenna, but it's just a 50-watt mobile.
Yeah, actually, I got my, come to my wife's office, which has a brass bed, so I got the magnetic car antenna sitting on the top rail of that on the second floor of my house right now, so that's the height of my antenna building at this point, but I'd like to get a real antenna for this radio, too, or maybe even upgrade to either a 50 or 100-watt radio.
All right, so that's really cheating, then.
I have no scruples when it comes to playing with my toys. I am not ashamed, either. I make no apologies. as you shouldn't. It's getting out there, and there's no real problem.
I've gotten folks all the way out to Chicago bouncing off the repeaters. I talked to a lot of guys over in Grand Rapids and then up in Mount Pleasant all the time and over in the Port Huron area too. So, we got pretty good repeaters set up here. We got HF-UHF set up. We got our antenna set up actually closer to my house. It was in downtown up here, but I believe it's in Mayville now because we had a storm several months back that cracked our antenna in half. So we went from 125 to a 50-footer in a windstorm. I do remember that. I think I saw a picture on somebody's Facebook page or something. Somebody said, go look at the Facebook page. That antenna got blown right over. It cracked in half. I think I saw a picture of that Lapeer Tower. Yeah, we get some issues off and on with it, mostly on the UHF antenna, UHF frequencies, but they do a pretty good keep it going. In fact, I'm part of that group, that club out there in Ottawa here. They're a good group, and they have a lot of friends. In fact, I don't even do social media anymore, and Ham and GMRS is really my only social media these days, and I didn't have it any other way. Yeah, I hear you on that. I don't have any social media accounts either. The Facebook page is public and I can look at it, that's great. I'll look at it sometimes, but I don't have an account. Not doing it.
Yeah, I find it more gratifying listening and talking to a real person over an AI. So, and it's in real time, so I'll take it.
Yeah, one of my guys that works for me, he also does work for another company that was showcasing. The company's Boston Dynamics that he does some other work for, and they were showcasing their robot, their humanoid robots at CES today, and they look pretty real, the way they move and walk. That's pretty scary. He showed me a video of it. He's like, he's not part of that group, but he's just happy to work for the same company, I guess. But, and I guess I'm happy to have him work for me, too.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen anything yet as far as robotics and AI. So, yeah, I'm not talking Terminator stuff, but I'm talking, we're just going to see the things that even we couldn't imagine 45 years ago.
Yeah, years ago I used to be a body and weight process engineer, like doing spot welding for GM and Ford. And the video today showed one of those robots holding up a whole body side, pulling it off its tooling fixture and turning it around and putting it on the side of the car in one move. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We had robots doing that in 1998. That's nothing new. It just didn't look like a human.
Yeah, I think the human look of society is probably more of a psychological type thing than anything than practical. I worked as an industrial painter, and we worked right alongside the robots when they'd spray. They didn't impress me. Those things were always going down or they'd swing and crash into the armor, crash into the cage in between us, and see everybody run out of the booth real quick, unplugging their air hoses and running like hell. Yeah, I wasn't told down. Of course, I think that thing was still running on DOS anyway, but yeah. But we'll see, I guess. You know.
Yeah, my guess is the U.S. military might be interested more than industrial components, but Who knows where that's going to go? Probably beyond our time, hopefully.
Well, as a combat veteran, I can tell you, I sit there and watch Ukraine, and they're rewriting the whole book as it goes. They're not using multi-billion dollar toys. They're buying commercial drones.
mopping the floor with the Russians, so I think we're watching the present and future of warfare unfold right there if you're watching these videos. The Ukrainians have been brilliant the whole time, so I think that's going to paint us a good picture right there. Yeah, I hear you on that. I that was kind of my thought, that stuff like that was going on. And the Russians have a lot of technology, and they're not winning. They're losing ground slowly, but external support. The fact that they're holding off as much as they can with what they got, yeah, they're definitely using some techniques and technology that they're just making it up as they go, and like you said, using off-the-shelf stuff, and hey, do what works. Well, you gotta look at it like this. The Ukraine, they've smartened up not just with their military, but their country as a whole. They've actually started their own industrial military complex, so they don't have to rely on NATO or the United States as their hand. And two is Russia is going bankrupt. All that was a high-powered gas station after the fall of the Soviet Union. And they're going broke. It's just they can't replace all their losses anymore. So it's unsustainable. So all the Ukrainians got to do is just keep on death by a thousand cuts. They're going to be fine. Well, I hope so. I'd hate to see Russia run right over them, but they've been losing ground over the last year or so. But it's very slow. Like they're holding their own for the most part, and God bless them.
Well, agree. Well, just a few days ago, the Ukrainians just took out the entire Russian division,
feigned a retreat. And all this stuff, and act all panic, and the Russians went into the area and stuff, and the Ukrainians just mopped the floor with them, and captured well over 1,000 of them. Pretty much basically destroyed the rest, so this is kind of, Russia is their one-trick pony, and, they're still trying to fight 1980s-style warfare with a 21st century military. Yeah, not going to happen, pal. it doesn't work that way.
Well, my wife's calling me in for dinner here, so I'm going to go in and get some vittles, but good 10 with you. And this is KF80YL 10, and I'll be clearing your final.
We got 10, KF80R, 73 to you. KF80QR is clear.
This is Thank you.